Welcome to this installment of the Myers Intelligence Report. This evening's installment will include a topic which is very controversial. Could Chicago become Detroit in 10 to 15 months instead of 10 to 15 years? Welcome to the Myers Report.
You're a police officer in Chicago, and we've heard some very grim things almost, you know, in Chicago with little optimism. Do you have anything that you can share that's optimistic regarding the town and the police?
Absolutely. You know, as a police officer in Chicago, obviously we dine out all the time. Most of what we do is, you know, when we're out on patrol, we do go in and we eat in restaurants and stuff. And one of the positive things that have come out on this, very unexpectedly, I would say, is a lot of people, since we've been detailed for this, we've been rolling together as a team, not just individuals. So we're talking 6, 8, 10 people. People have actually been, when we're sitting down to dinner, the waitress would come up when it's time for the check, and they're like, hey, so-and-so over here bought your meal for you. They respect what you do. And they've been buying our meals for us, which has been, again, very appreciated and very, you know, unexpected in some of the neighborhoods that we've been in. And then some of the other parts is when we were detailed to, who would be in the downtown area on West Street or Oak Street,
a shooting of three people got shot in that area, a few days earlier. And that never happens in that neighborhood.
It's a very prominent area. It's a lot of high-rise condominiums, very high-end restaurants. It's kind of where, you know, the elite go, celebrities and stuff go for dinner. So it was, very rare that, you know, something like that. A property crime might occur there, of course. You know, you would expect that. But for a shooting to occur in that area of Oak and Rush and Oak and Michigan, that's almost unheard of. Down in that area.
So how were the people greeting the police?
Extremely well. Another one of those very surprised, almost overwhelming as we were down there walking around. They had a bunch of us detailed down there as people were going to and from the restaurants, because with COVID, everybody's eating in outside cafe areas. People literally at their dinner tables outside closer to the street where we would be walking by would stop us and say, hey, officer, thank you so much. Is there anything that we could do for you? Can we buy you dinner? Can we get you a coffee? I mean, because there were coffee shops around. Let us buy you a coffee. Or they would just stop and talk to us about how they can't believe that this is the city that they live in. You know, that they're born and raised business owners, and they could not believe that this is being allowed to happen in Chicago. And in conversations, they would. Surprisingly, again, you don't know who you're talking to, but surprisingly, they would come up and say, we cannot believe that Lightfoot, you know, meaning the mayor, you know, that the mayor is, they feel is allowing this to happen, which we were surprised at to say that they would say that. Yes.
I'm hearing stories like this from all over the Chicago area and with appreciation for the police. And I know in Englewood, the black neighborhood, they thanked the police and they chased the BLM and Antifa out. It seems like the citizens appreciate the police and they're aligned with the police, and it's the citizens and the police against the local government, the mayor and the state's attorney.
That's the feel that I got, that's for sure. I think the citizens here in Chicago are very savvy. In regards to, you know, what's going on. They're listening to the news, and not just listening to news, but they're seeing what's going on in their neighborhood. And I think I feel the vibe that I got was definitely a enough is enough. What are we going to do, and how can we control this? I mean, you go down Michigan Avenue and the businesses on Michigan Avenue, if they're not boarded up, they've pulled all the, what was left of their merchandise after the looting, of course, it was never restocked. But they're actually pulling merchandise. There's a high-end car dealer that, you know, Bentleys and Ferraris and stuff. On the night that we were down there, which would have been Saturday night, they were gearing up for some activity that was supposed to happen. And, you know, social media was saying how they were going to shut things down and do this. And that. They were pulling all their cars out of there. So when you walk around, you know, to say that we want to defund the police or we want to get rid of the police, there were more police down there. Like, it was actually almost counterintuitive to what this movement is supposed to be doing. And the people saw that and they said, you know, there's so many police down here. There's flashing blue lights on every corner. There's no merchandise in stores. I mean, even for me, it was a very surreal moment as a person who likes to go downtown and eat downtown. And you know, we have beautiful architecture down there. My wife and I go down there all the time to stay at hotels and almost be like tourists because it's so beautiful. We don't go down there anymore. And I think a lot of people, even the residents, are starting to see that as this isn't the Chicago that we knew. It was always, downtown was always a very safe city. If you were just a normal citizen, a tourist or whatever, you were safe outside of, you know, anything that goes on in a big city, right? There's always some sort of property crime that would happen. And that's something I think everybody expects, but shootings, looting, riots, it was disheartening as a Chicago citizen, but it was very, very, reassuring to know that the citizens have had enough and they supported the police department. I really felt that from the people that I spoke to.